Dear brothers and sisters, I went to confession yesterday, and a rather sadly humorous thing happened. It's a professional hazard, I suppose. I'm sure a lot of you don't think about the fact that we priests also have to go to confession to other priests. And at one point in the confession, I was listening to my confessor, and I was like, that's not right, right? I don't want to fuss at him. And then I realized that in the midst of this sacrament in which I was supposed to be humbling myself and denying my own will and shattering my pride, I was instead still trying to get my own way and justify myself. We've been talking about the different twistings of desire that we all have. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Our desire for possessions, for bodily goods, and for mental or spiritual goods. And about the church's remedies for those, fast and prayer and almsgiving, poverty, chastity. And today we talk about obedience. There is a necessary obedience without which we cannot be saved. That's not what we're talking about here. It's about willingly obeying someone in something you don't have to. And I'll get to that in a second. But I want to be clear that I think, Father Champagne has said this numerous times, other people agree with me, that of all the vows and practices that the church offers, by far the most difficult, and by far the most effective, is obedience. Because Adam and Eve did not sin primarily. They did not sin primarily out of lack of chastity or lack of poverty. They sinned and fell out of disobedience. And Satan the same. Look about your house. Think of all the things you own. Think about all the pleasures that you give yourself to have some ease or some delight. And realize that there is nothing, not a single one of those things, that you or I value as much as getting our own way. And we know this. It may not be in everything, there's always something where we have to have our own way. We see this even in the stories we tell, even in the books we write, even in the movies we go to see. Notice that there is never, ever, 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 ever a best-selling book or movie about somebody who obeys authority and does the right thing. Every single blockbuster book and movie is about rebelling against the system, about disobeying crushing parents, about going out to be true to oneself, about living one's own will despite the voices of the world telling us not to. And why do those things sell? Because we have that desire in every single one of us. I can also tell you as a priest, there's never been any message I preach that's more unpopular than when I preach about obedience. And yet, Scripture could not be clearer, especially in the second reading that we have today, but also just in general, could not be clearer that while Jesus loved us, while Jesus was merciful to us, while Jesus was generous with us, the thing that Scripture always highlights is that Jesus saved us by his obedience. He humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death. even death on a cross. Dear brothers and sisters, that's it. Right there. And I want to be clear that Jesus wasn't just obedient to his Father. He absolutely was obedient to his Father. But a lot of times we can tell ourselves that obeying God is easy, right? I mean, you know, occasionally we'll remind ourselves that he's all-powerful and all-knowing, so we should actually listen to him. But there's also the idea that so often we can convince ourselves that God's will is what I really want anyway. But when it comes to obeying human authority, oh, it gets a lot more difficult. I'm pretty convinced I shouldn't kill. I'm not convinced I shouldn't do 55 miles an hour through Maurice. I'm just not. I'm not convinced of that. I can obey God. Obeying Bob or Carl or Pam or Karen is a different story. And yet that's what we see in Jesus too. I think about this every time I do the Way of the Cross from the very first station, about how unfair his trial was, and yet he submitted to it. He literally told Pilate, "You'd have no authority over me unless it has been given to you by my Father." It was unfair, it was unjust, it was wrong, and he had the ability to get out of it. "I could summon 10 legions of angels," he said. I want you to understand how unfair it was. Not only did Pilate find him innocent, there's nothing in him. Instead of releasing him, he first decides to have him scourged anyway, because, you know, why not? That often killed people just by itself. And then he turned it into a game. He had found Jesus innocent. He had found Barabbas guilty. He said, "I don't care. Y'all just pick. Which one do you want?" Could you imagine? Could you imagine if any judge... I mean, people got really mad at judges in this country for a while. Could you imagine that any judge in this country doing something like that, how we'd feel? And Jesus just what? Submits to it. Because Pilate had legitimate authority. He tells his own apostles, "The scribes and Pharisees have taken their seat upon the chair of Moses, therefore do and observe everything they teach you, but do not follow their practice." This is Jesus who fought with the scribes and Pharisees like all the time, and he still told his apostles to respect their authority and obey it. He gave his own apostles authority. "Whoever listens to you listens to me." And dear brothers and sisters, we know that when it comes to major laws and everything, we have to obey them, or else we sin, possibly mortally. But the church invites us sometimes to go even further. I'm bad at this. I used to be a lot better at this. I'm bad at this. What I mean by that is, look, y'all, I mean, those of us who are of a certain age, we all have things that we're supposed to do, but we also know that if we don't do them, we're not going to get in trouble, right? Like, the bishop sends me forms every 3 seconds to fill out, and he hasn't heard from me in like 6 years, okay? We all know. I'm like, I don't have to do that. But he wants me to. We all know, apparently not everybody knows on 339, I want to evangelize them about this, but we all know that you can do 5 to 10 miles over the speed limit and nothing is going to happen to you. Even he knows that. We all know that there are things in our jobs that our bosses tell us to do, but if we don't, it's not a big deal. And yet this is exactly where the church says or invites us to practice voluntary obedience. To willingly give up our own will even when it's not essential that we do so. Because because there is no addiction so strong in all the world. There is no addiction so strong in all the world as the addiction to getting our own way. Christ saved us not by being a rebel against an evil system. He saved us by his obedience. And if nothing else, this week, that should make us pause and reflect. God bless you all.